Hey guys, Barney here with a little update. I want to give a quick thanks to AB Universe for sponsoring The Big Top. Taking over production responsibilities has been a huge undertaking, and I'm extremely grateful to have such a fantastic sponsor, whose products I have used for years and can personally vouch for. You can now use my promo code BIGTOP to get 10% off your order at abuniverse.com. That's abuniverse.com. Thanks again to ABU for sponsoring this podcast. No, you don't, Oprah. And welcome to The Big Top. I am your host, Barney, and today, for the very first time, The Big Top has a live studio audience. That's right, Newsy was gracious enough to join me as I recorded my first live episode at Capcom this year. I actually didn't get permission to do this episode, and so we are recording in a conference room while it gets redressed for an event, so please excuse the manual labor you can hear in the background. Part of this episode aired last week on Newsy's Nook, but this here is the full thing. So I'm going to shut up now and get on with the show. But I will quickly say, I can confirm that after this recording, I broke the seal and finally messed myself. But that's a story for another time. Today, the circus is live from Chicago, Illinois, and I invite you to join me as we go under the Big Top.
Anybody who walks in late, that was their fault. Mm-hmm. It was their fault that I started early. You know what I mean?
Do you usually start early?
I do what I want.
Figures.
Yeah. Well, normally I wait for the guest, but you're here. So, like, I don't care about these people.
Horrid. Okay, we're here.
We're on?
Yeah, we're on. Let's go.
Great. Baby. Welcome to the fucking Big Top Live, baby! Yay! This is, like, weird. I've never done a live episode before, so this is the first time I've had an audience respond, like...
And if it goes well, we can show it to the Capcom people and be like, see?
Yeah, and if it doesn't go well, I'll just get heckled. No, we are as dumb as they think we are. It's just that, like, they're stupid for not letting us be dumb. What?
Okay, so when you submitted your application, what did you want to talk about?
This, Capcom, right? Because I was like, let's do a live episode being like, how is your experience going? You know, one of those. But then you and I started talking about dildos, fucking outfit. Can we do a little outfit thing, actually? Can you just get up and, like, parade your little...
Yeah, little outfit.
Little fashion show. Ooh. Right?
Swoveralls. If you haven't... Okay, honestly, like...
You weren't sure about that, and I'm telling you, the people
love it. It's like what Tyke said yesterday. I feel like the really good outfits at Capcom are the ones that you're like, I didn't buy this from a store. I made it.
Hello. Okay, so now my turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Please explain to the people.
Right.
Explain to the people what you modified, because it's insane.
For the people at home, I am fully clowned. I did my makeup very badly, but I don't think you can really tell in these lights. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
Dad. So, like, this costume is actually, like, a cheap Halloween costume, but made some adjustments. So, we've got a nice little dick hole here that my diaper can show out of, right? And then there were these gross pom-poms on it, and the fibers kept getting in my dick. So, took those off, made my own little pom-poms, and then I put a little zip in the back, you know? Ooh! That's for the butt, yeah. And then, this was also,
what?
Like... We'll tell you when you're older. And then I puffed this up because it wasn't poofy enough, so I sewed some foam into it, and now I have a poofy collar.
What about the hair?
This is my real hair.
You're a liar.
What do you mean? This is my hair. I don't wear wigs.
Liar.
I was gonna wear a... Thank you. That's Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah.
That's Alaska.
This is my hair. I don't
Ooh.
Wear wigs.
Oh, no, the truth comes
Name
out.
And shame.
Canceled.
And, yeah. Oh, maybe I won't get canceled for once. That would be great.
No, I've seen what you do on the internet.
Fair. Are we talking about... Did you want to be gross and talk about sex?
We can talk about sex.
Can I... Not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to power through it.
There's, like, four lights on me. It's too late.
Are you a little high?
Yes.
No. I could
40
just...
milligrams.
Woo!
It hasn't hit yet.
Uh-huh.
This is my face all the time.
Cool. I don't know.
No? All right, well.
If you want to talk about the sex.
We can go. You can go first. He had a whole roster. He literally, when I messaged him and we were like, oh, I'm going to land at this time. Also, just so you know, I have 15 people on the roster for getting clowned.
Yeah.
How many? Oh. And we have one of them in the audience right
now.
Before we bring him on, how do you clown someone for the first time?
Oh my God. Like, okay, prime example. I'm pointing.
For those that can't see,
I'm literally pointing at the clown in the audience.
There you go.
I just glued that red nose onto him. And then I changed his diaper and really humiliated him. And then I dressed him up in silly clothes. I permitted him not to wear the majority of them. He was too embarrassed. He also didn't want to be seen in clown makeup. So this is like the less embarrassing version. He still got my funny hat and some cool gloves and the squeaky dummy. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, like clowning is more like, I don't know, it's... That doesn't always involve fucking.
No, it doesn't.
So, like, a lot of people were like, oh, I just want to try, you know, the makeup or the noses or the costume or whatever. So a lot of those people, that's like, I'm not going to fuck all of those people. You made it sound like I had a list of people that I was, like, checking off.
No, I didn't assume you were going to fuck all 15.
Well, maybe I will. I'm in my service top era, listen.
Service clown era.
Service clown era. Well, listen, I'm hireable for all kinds of parties.
That's so dumb.
It's true.
Yeah?
I'll fuck you for money.
I love it. Can we bring the clown down? Come here.
He doesn't have to.
Oh, okay. Let me, yes or no though. How was your first clowning experience? Yes or no? Was it good or bad? Yeah? It was really good? I think that's fun. I think that's fun when you get to walk around CAP and be like, oh, I want to try that.
Well, do you know what though? It's also like other people are doing it. And as soon as somebody else does it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Then I'm not the only one and then people aren't staring at me. And then I, you know, everything is easier in numbers. So I feel like somebody's signing at me. What do you want?
If you have a lot of pounds, then it doesn't feel like you're alone.
Yeah, that's
then
what I was saying.
Circus.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's like a whole circus. Yeah. I like that. Thank you for signing at me. That was great. You helped me get to the end of my sentence. But you've been having like all kinds of filthy sex. Oh, I thought you wanted it. I thought you wanted it to go in this direction.
I mean, I don't know if it's filthy. I mean, like, I don't know. All I'm gonna say is like, okay. So ever since I've gotten a boy, I don't know if I've made this like official yet, but I got this boy, and it's been really fun being the instructor, being the daddy, being the big bro, like showing him how to do everything. To finally now being like, I don't have to do anything. I can just like.
Be baby.
Diapered up, bend over.
Wait, hang on. Tell me about that. So you're like initiating him into the role? Or he just is the sub?
No, he like messaged me on FetLife. He was like, hey, I just moved into town. I've never been diapered before. And I want you to diaper me.
Whoa. For the first time. And you said no.
No, I said yes. No, I said yeah. And it's so much fun. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else has ever like been someone's first diaper experience, but like it's really.
Wait a second.
What?
You weren't just his first diaper experience.
No, I was his first for a lot of things. But that's also like really.
Please,
fun.
Please tell the audience.
Oh, we're getting down and dirty.
Please
okay.
Tell the audience.
So,
because this is like you've made it sound great, but then I also tell the audience.
So, he had never kissed anyone. He had never been. He had never been diapered by anyone. He had also never like. Given someone a blowjob before or gotten fucked before. And so, but like real talk, that's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah, no. What, for you?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like,
oh, really?
I don't want to be someone's first. Like, that's a high expectation.
No, it's not. They don't know any better. Yeah, like what? Like,
actually, fun fact, you were my first. You were my first in San Francisco. I think I was there.
Name him. No, don't.
No, I don't want to name him.
Okay, name him.
Hi. No, you were my first in San Francisco. I think I moved there like on Thursday and like you hit me up Friday.
Wait, then... your first what? Diaper time?
Diaper, you want to say it? He did me. It was hot.
Cool. I love this interactive. First diaper, great sex.
Amazing.
Well, it was like the first time I ever got to like mix sets with diapers.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
Right, because by yourself, you're just kind of like dildoing.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. I was very excited.
Hi.
Oh. What, when you slid inside? Oh, gosh.
Cool.
But it's I don't know. For me, it was kind of nerve-wracking when he told, not him, not Artemis, but the boy, when he was like, yeah, I've never done anything before. And I was like, oh, my God.
See, I would have thought it's the other way around. Because I bet from his perspective, I wonder if he's thinking like, oh, am I good enough? You know, like, I've never done this before. So what if he thinks, you know, this is not,
and
you know what I mean?
Feel it, and I'm just... To me, I feel like I'm such an empathetic person that I can feel it, so like I just account for it. No, you don't think I'm empathetic. No, so I like account for it, right? Like I always check in and stuff. But now I'm learning, now that we've checked off all the boxes, now he's like, I want to go deeper, I want to go harder.
This is the other thing.
And I'm like, now it's like a game. Now it's like, oh, we have to, like, but like I'm excited.
But that's
for
fun.
It.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
Why, like during CAP, one of the things that I wanted to do was like, I want to be baby. Like I want to.
Yeah. Oh no, I have that as well because at oh fuck, the phone fell down. At home, nothing. I'm just losing my mind. Yeah, I have a little, and I'm just used to being daddy. And so coming here, it was super fun to be like, can somebody just like pin me down and force me to wear a diaper?
Kind of like how when you like told me, hey, can we be roomies? You were like, I want you to pin me down and make me like the messiest boy in the whole world.
That's not what I said.
So, if we're going to spill shit, this, that's right. Well, it's not literal shit.
Speaking of, yeah, well, I mean,
well, but like I know last year you had a bad messy experience. Why?
I didn't have a bad messy experience.
Didn't you tell me someone messed in front of you and you were like,
oh, no, Neon, like, were he fine with me saying, well, I don't know where I'm from. Were he fine with that? I'm from the American South now. He wanted to do that, and we were playing with somebody else. And I was like, oh, like, I don't want to be a part of that. Go do that in your room. And then they did. Uh-huh. It wasn't like I had a bad experience. It just wasn't my thing. And it's like the last frontier. I've told you about my chastity thing, right?
No.
Fucking hell. Okay. I'm going to make this real brief.
Okay.
Because everybody who listens to the podcast has heard the story 1,000 times. But basically, chastity was like a fear. Because anything, any kind of mechanism down there is like, I don't know. Like, you know, when you're like, ooh.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, you know? Like, one of my earliest memories is my mom getting my dick caught in a zip. Oh. Right, yeah, so.
Not the zipper.
Right, so to me, like anything down there. And that's why my dick always points up. When I first started wearing diapers, people were like, why is your dick pointing up? That's not gonna help. And I was like, how do you make a bulge with your penis? You point it down. And then I learned that like a lot of people point it down. So yeah, anyway. So chastity to me was just like a big no thank you, like big turn off.
Okay.
And then eventually I was kind of like, you know, well, if we wanna, I like to push the boundaries. I like to push the limits. I like to try new things. I like to explore. And I'd already, like, I'd gotten into ABDL, and then I'd gotten into pup play, and then I'd gotten into piss, and then I'd gotten into, you know, farts, whatever. And so eventually I was kind of like, we could try this. And I was at my favorite place in the world in Berlin.
Name it in case they don't know.
Kvelgeist. I talk about it all the time. The Fohien Lager event is a full ABDL diaper weekend. It's like a BDSM club that we just turn into a little's wonderland. We have a giant bull pit. We have a video game room, a classroom. There's a teacher that comes and does a class. There's like, you can do coloring. There's a room with a crib and a high chair and like toys and stuff. They built a wet play area. So there's like a water toy thing you can play with. And then they do a gun shower. And then we leave all the BDSM equipment out as well. So you can get like, they have a spinning wheel there that you can get spun on or suspended or put in a cage. There's a padded cell. There's loads of like
places to get changed. They just put diaper tables everywhere. ABU sponsors it, so there's like 1,500 diapers. You can just take a diaper. And then we've got people on bins, like cleaning it up. Huh? Oh, ooh. Well, that's a warehouse issue. Or they won't. Anyway, but yeah, loads of diapers. There's a backlog of diapers. I mean, it's just full of diapers.
But the thing that I thought was interesting, because when you were telling me yesterday, is it's not a CapCon once a year thing. It's
It's like every other month.
It's every other month.
That's why it's like so cheap to get in. And like the drinks there are cheap. And you can, there's like a smoking room, there's the bar. You can be, I mean, it's a kink space, so you can be naked, you know, not like here where Neon just got asked to get changed because he had his butt out and they were like, oh yeah, no nips or bits. And he was like, well, my bits and my nips aren't out. And they were like, yeah, or butts. It's like, why? He had underwear on underneath it?
I'm like, I don't understand. If he was just wearing the underwear, would that be okay? It's like, yeah, I don't fucking understand.
How is that still too exposed? I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand the puritanical nature of... We'll get into that, but let me tell you my chastity story. So yeah, like, this place is my favorite place in the world. It was my first event ever, and I've been to a lot of events since, and nothing comes close. And it is, like, run by the loveliest people who are on their shit. Like, you can do anything, but if there's ever a problem, you're out. Yeah, and so I've had a lot of first experiences there. I got spanked for the first time, and I ended up getting flogged for an hour, and I was like, wait, I can do this? I thought I was a big pain pussy. And just the right person, the right, you know, whatever. So I was like, okay, we can try this chastity thing. And I was like, well, how can I make it, like, fun for me? So I thought, well, what if I got, like, pinned down, and I'm in my puppy gear, and, like, I got taken to the vet, and the puppy got fixed,
okay.
And like everybody was like watching and laughing.
Uh-huh.
And so I sort of arranged this thing, and we had a vet. He had his whole like vet outfit and everything. And they waited until I least expected it. So, you know, I'd been there for a few hours because this place doesn't close. It just stays open all night. You can just hang out there. And I see like some diaper puppies coming towards me, and I'm like, huh. And then they start covering the exits. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting jumped. And they collared me, did a like shame procession around the whole venue with bells and like inviting
like
people.
Like Game of Thrones
yes,
style?
Yes, yes. Like ding, 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 shame. Ding. And they were like, who wants to see the puppy get fixed? Like anyone can come. And I was like, fuck, okay. This is really, really cool, really intense. But like having an audience made it. Oh, and I was also like, oh, by the way, I've never tried CBT, so if you want to throw that in.
This was your first time being locked up?
Yeah.
I was just in a Mr. S store being locked up. This sounds
No, I was better. Terrified. I was terrified. So I was like, let's turn it into a fear play scene, and then I can kind of work through it.
Okay.
So, and it's all my like friends doing it, so I trust them. They're like pinning me down and forcing this cage on me, and I'm like freaking out, but I like really am pinned down, like can't move. And the cock and ball torture, I kind of, that was a bit intense because I kind of just like said, oh yeah, throw that in there. And then they did. Fuck, that hurt. There was a lady who had very, very long fingernails,
ooh,
like acrylics, who just dug into my testicles.
That sounds like pain.
Yeah, it was. It was torture, yeah. And then, they put the cage on. Oh, and also the way it is, there's like a balcony that people are like looking down and like watching my ordeal. So it was like being in a theater, really. Put the cage on and then diapered me. And yeah, it was totally fine. I was like, oh, okay, I'm not afraid of this anymore. So that's my long-winded way of saying, fucking short story long, geez, of saying I am down to try pooping myself. I've just been scared of it for a long time. And I think I feel confident enough that like I trust all the people involved to like, but I want it to be like I'm forced, like force feed me coffee, fucking pin me down, like invite anybody who wants to watch can come and like laugh at me, and like that'll make it hot for me, because that's my element. That's where I feel comfortable and like relaxed and safe.
You only feel comfortable when there's a crowd.
Yeah, it helps. That's
interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, first times for me, I wanted to do it, like, in private. I'm so worried that, like, because I wear my emotions on my face. Like, the first time I fisted my boyfriend, he has a video of it, and it's my hand going into his ass, and he's recording me, and he's like, does that feel good? And I'm just like, yeah, it feels great.
But your face is like,
ugh. Well, because I just wear my, like, what I'm thinking on my face. It's a horrible trick.
But that's great. No, I think that's great. Like, I mean, fucking hilarious that he was filming your face while that's happening for the
well,
first
because
time.
He probably knew, like, okay.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Newsy always has a face. Let's just see which one he pulls out this time.
But listen, this is my whole thing. Sex is silly. Like, we're putting funny things in funny places. So there's no part of it where I'm like, seriousness is just like, doesn't belong in the bedroom to me. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, how can you take yourself seriously? You're putting your hand in someone's butt. That's where poo happens. Like what are we doing, you know? So, like, why not have fun with it? Why not, like, dress like a stupid clown? And, like, making faces, I think that's great. Because what were you supposed to do? Be really stoic and be like, yeah, this is super cool.
I'm a top.
Yeah, like, let me punch your gut, you know? Like,
no, I agree. I feel like sex should be fun. And I think that's what, to me, that's what ABDL does for me, is it's like, yeah, when you, like, really pull it apart, it's you in a diaper pissing yourself and you think it's hot. Like, yeah. From an outside perspective, you're like, yeah. And when you, to me, when you think of it like that, it kind of makes it more fun, right? Any possibility under the stars is possible when you think about it that way.
Okay, I want to get a quick, like, sort of hands up survey in the audience. Because I think most people agree with you that, like, the privacy somehow feels safer to explore. Does everyone feel that way? Some yes, some no, some medium. What's the medium? Like, as in, you feel like you don't mind having people watch? Or, like, what's the safety element of it?
It's like Wendy Williams.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here's the thing. I do like having people watch sometimes. That's because I'm a shallow bitch and I work hard on my appearance. So it's like, I want people to see. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then possibly, like, if I see people, like, look, and then they, like, make a face like Newsy would. And then turn away, then I'm like, okay, cool, there's something I need to improve upon. And so it's just better for next time.
I guess. I want to hear from Tyke behind you, because I saw he had the same kind of, like, yeah, yes and no.
Well, I just think that the controlled humiliation,
yeah,
is, like, kind of a turn-on. And so, like, as long as the humiliation is, like, I know beforehand what's happening, I might not know when it's going to happen, I know what's happening, I know who's going to be there. And if they're watching or laughing or whatever, that's, like, fine with me, as long as it's in a controlled environment. So,
totally,
like, around,
yeah,
others.
I agree with that, because I feel like, for example, here, I feel very comfortable, because it's like, I know who's here. Like,
yes.
I get we're all on the,
yeah,
same kink, but I don't know if I would, like, if I went to, like, Folsom, there's still, like, that level of, like, I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Yes, I clarify.
What were you going to say?
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not so much in the humiliation, but I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, and so, I mean, I emcee a lot of things, so I love to get the audience to react and laugh and clap and everything. So when I'm doing something sexual, the fact that I can look around and see everybody with that look in their eye, they have that, like, intensity and that heat because they're into what I'm doing, that just makes the scene 100 times better.
I feel that.
I feel like, though, I clarify, because I only did the chastity thing because that's the place that I feel safest. So the second time I was there, I had kind of a bad experience with somebody who just wasn't very careful with me. I wanted to get spanked again, and I ended up just kind of being left with this guy who, like, wasn't very safe. And, you know, and then, like, kind of left me there. So, like, he
left you there?
Dude, he let other people hit me that I didn't know.
Okay. Okay.
He kept wandering and, like, walking away and doing other stuff. And I was just kind of left there. He wasn't keeping an eye on how I was doing physically. So at one point he was like, oh, yeah, we have to, like, let you down. Like, you're welting. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't know that. Like, why are you telling me this now? And then he just left. And I was holding my, like, pissy diaper in my hand, totally naked, no aftercare. So I went and found my friend and was like, this felt weird. And immediately he, like, talked to the organizer. They sat me down and they were like, we need you to know that this is not how this is supposed to happen, because, yeah, this is supposed to be a place where you are safe
and you can try these things. And the last thing we want is for you to have this experience and then like I either never want to come back or never want to try Impact again because some idiot like didn't know what they were doing. So they spoke to him, kicked him out. He's banned. And sorry, there's a little bit of noise in the background. I'm just saying for the people listening at home because we... We're not actually allowed to be here.
Underground recording.
Well, okay, so like, you know, we can talk about all the things that are good and bad about Capcom, and one of them is like, they never got back to me about this recording. And
name them. I'm joking. Don't name them.
Well, I don't, well, whatever. They never got back to me. And so I followed up and was like, hey, am I allowed to do this? And they were like, we don't know. And then half the things that are supposed to be happening aren't on the schedule for some reason. So whatever. I was like, okay. And then I looked at the schedule and I was like, okay, there's a bunch of rooms that are just empty like all day. I'll just go there and we'll just do like a secret recording. Come to find out that they are kind of doing some stuff in this room. Like in the background, they just need to move some furniture and stuff. So if you hear noise, that's what's happening and that's fine. And who knows? Maybe they'll kick us out.
You'll never know. Who knows? Of the events that are planned and that you know of, which ones are you going to do? Which ones are you checking out? What's on your agenda?
I made a list, and I will actually tell you. Was I in the middle of a story?
You were talking about Chastity and in public.
The story was the guy who was not so good with me. And
yes.
Anyway, that place, like, they shut that shit down real fucking fast. They looked after me really, really, really well. And I ended up having the best night ever. I was drinking for free. It was great. But... that kind of stuff is just so important. And it meant that I feel the safest there. So doing the Chastity thing there made total sense to me. I know everybody. The other thing is like the audience are just spectators. They are not involved. Nobody was allowed to like come near me or touch me that I hadn't personally okayed. And it's the same thing here. I've been to Capcom before. It was very overwhelming. It still was overwhelming yesterday to arrive at so many people. But the people that I trust to like do this messing experience with the first time, I'm super, super comfortable with that. Yeah, the thing, you can hear the stuff in the background. They're being as quiet as they can, very kindly. But yeah, let me tell you the stuff. So I made a list of all the things. Let me have a look at the sketch.
I didn't make a list at all.
Oh, okay. So there was one thing today and I didn't go to it.
That's why I don't make lists.
It was the S&M in Age Play thing that I thought might be slightly interesting. But yeah, I just didn't. Tomorrow, though, there's a lot of cool stuff. So I'll tell you what I've got on tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10, there's a sketchbook swap, and I don't know what that is, so I might just poke my head in.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds artsy, so then there's an art game, so I might see what that is. Then there's bootblacking 101. I'm not super interested in learning specifically about bootblacking, but I have a leather clown outfit that I think I'll wear tomorrow, and I have not looked after it. So I just kind of want to actually learn a bit more about looking after, you know, leather and also boots and whatever. And also, these clown shoes I'm wearing right now, these were very fucking expensive. And you can see they're actually really scuffed. That happens every time because they're so big. I get the rubber on it. And I have worked very, very hard to get the things out and to put... I have this, like, red leather cream that I can use and stuff, and it kind of works. But I need somebody who actually knows stuff about leather to, like, help me live my life. Anyway.
That would be a fun thing to watch. A boot blacking event,
of this.
But with clown
my
shoes.
My clown shoes. I should have brought my red because, I mean,
iconic,
I'm sure they won't
if
have.
Only we could take a picture.
Well.
No, we can't. Shh.
Anyway. Then there's an art club. Who knows what that is? But there's also Swiss chocolate tasting.
Yes. That one seemed interesting.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
Where? Where?
It's in this room. In this room. Tomorrow at 1. And if you
right.
look under,
and
your chairs,
under your chairs,
you will see that there is nothing because you deserve nothing. Okay, but Swiss chocolate. Little thing about me. I am Swiss.
Yes.
I am also...
chocolate?
Yes. I used to be a chocolatier.
Wow.
So...
no, wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow, that edible is hitting, huh?
No. Keep going, though.
I don't know.
This is my vacation.
from life?
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, I get
going.
It. Yeah, so the Swiss chocolate, I think I kind of want to... bear with. I kind of want to go and, like, see...
how bad the chocolate is. Because I don't trust that they have high-quality Swiss chocolate here. Why are the Americans gasping? You invented compound chocolate.
You think Capcom brought Swiss chocolate?
No, this is a guy that's Swiss. He's from Switzerland doing...
Oh, yeah? Where in Switzerland?
I don't fucking know.
I have my Swiss ID right here. Look at that. That's me. Don't show the audience.
Looks nothing like you.
Well, no, he's Swiss. He's got a cute accent, I believe.
It's not you, but it's
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah.
How dare you?
My accent isn't Swiss because I was raised in the UK.
This guy's accent is really Swiss.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But what... But they're... Okay. Yeah. You know that Swiss... Like, as in Swiss German, or...
That's a wonderful question. Do I know? Absolutely not. He's
cool.
Just really cute, and he's got chocolate. I'm ready.
Oh, is this the blonde guy?
Yeah, he's got little, like, oblong glasses.
What are you doing?
Well, you keep talking to him. I thought I was going to mic him up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
I want my Wendy Williams.
Sorry. I don't know if anyone heard any of the things you said. I was just trying to find out who the chocolate man is.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about this really cute Swiss guy that has chocolate. not chocolate man, like how Newsy's the chocolate man, but like actual edible chocolate. And it's really, I mean, you could eat Newsy's chocolate, but like if you're into that. But... This is like Swiss chocolate. It's very delicious. I'm excited, but I'm also excited for the other event that's happening. There's like a Big Bab meeting happening simultaneously. I don't know where, but they're having like a mini pizza party. And so I'm going to get pizza and chocolate at that time. So, yeah.
Oh.
So good luck in the morning.
Thank you. Oh, and also in the morning, I'm going to another unofficial thing, but it's like a little workout. But yeah, I'm excited.
Working out in a diaper, that's always been on my list every year at Capcom,
really?
And I never do. Yeah. No. I know, but, like, I don't want to go alone.
Wait, but
I go
that...
alone to the gym all the time.
Hang on. Explain this to me.
Huh.
But doesn't that just chafe, like out?
No, it's a whole fan. Okay, picture it.
What's the fan? Oh, Jesus.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Are you going to hit me?
No.
Oh, sorry, you're not my dad. Sorry.
Hey, picture it. Close your eyes.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a dad.
You're in your nighttime diaper. It's all squishy. It's all like it's all mushy. You're like squishing it around, and then like you go to the gym, and you're like, yeah, I'm at the gym. And then you're like lifting weights and everything, and you're like you're feeling your himbo fantasy. Does that not do it for you?
Have you met me? What are you talking
Someone
about?
Someone in here understands.
Well,
thank you. Thank
two,
you,
three
thank
people.
You. I know some of you over there.
Working out is
thank
sexy.
You.
Yeah.
Like, it feels sexy?
You don't think so?
No. I'm gross and sweaty, and I don't like it, and it's
That's
boring.
That's half the fun.
Well, it's a mix of, like...
Jesus. Yeah.
I get to scare you for once.
Yeah.
Get everyone to scooch out of the way of that.
Okay.
Put tables there.
Okay. I'm going to just have to ask everybody to sit on the floor in front of me like small children, because the nice people need to take your chairs. Oh, my God. Thank you. We'll totally cut this part out. Just kidding, I don't cut shit out like this. This is
it's
really
more,
intimate, actually.
It's more intimate.
Oh, it is.
I feel part of the show.
Oh, you are.
Should we be on the ground?
Should we? Do you need our table? No, I like having a table. I like feeling superior. Oh, fuck. Okay, we're going to sit on the floor. This is going
to
be...
I'm a baby. I don't deserve to be in a chair.
No, you don't, but I do.
You are the jealous baby.
Oh, this is great because actually we can probably hear people's voices quite well as well. Cool. I feel like we're having a camp...
No, but being
campfire soft.
I will
like,
kick you out.
Being sweaty is half the fun, though.
Being sweaty is disgusting. It's horrible. I smell, and I'm wet.
Well, you gotta remember, it's also a mix of the endorphins you get from working out. Too.
But the endorphins I get from working out are like poo poo. Like what? Like, yeah, I feel like not terrible, but I don't. I don't feel like I'm gonna come.
It's like a sense of accomplishment for the day.
Accomplishment.
Okay, wait, no, hear him out.
Wait, you endorphins are like poo poo.
Shut.
I think Newsy would agree with that with you.
Shut up. Is that an English thing? You know when you poo poo something?
No, people.
I do it in these.
This is a British thing, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Well, you know when something is poo poo and you're like, oh, poo poo that one. Like, get rid of it.
No, we all know that's just him.
Okay. I think you say you 86 it.
Right? Right?
I get it. I've never said it.
I don't know.
I've never been like, I'm going to 86 this.
I don't think working out is sexy, but do you know why? I associate working out with when I was like training to be a dancer. It was like horrible every day.
Well, I mean, I guess. I love training when it comes to dancing. It's like my favorite thing to do every day.
I mean, there's a reason that I quit, like, and you didn't. I just, yeah, I don't know. Like, we had to be there at like 7 every day, and we had to do half an hour of cardio before we started like training, and then we were like dancing all day, and it was exhausting.
Okay, I just want to know for my own fantasy. Raise your hand if you've worked out in a diaper. Thank you.
Whoa.
Save this. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, shit. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Should I try this?
9.
Also, working out is boring. I don't like the gym. I liked an activity. Like, I'll do a class. That's fun. But I'm not, like, sitting there. Teddy wants to say something else.
You need to make the fun. Like, so I put in my music, and I'm like, hell yeah, wonderful. Or, like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't fun. Know.
Can I ask a horny
a
question, like, for 2 seconds? Can I ask, like, a horny question?
Oh, just for two?
Yeah, just for 2 seconds. Has anyone done, like, something, like sexual or, like, taken a Viagra before going to the gym before? Like, anything that you're like, this isn't made for the gym, but this could enhance the experience. Has anyone done that?
What the hell would a Viagra...
No. No one's ever done that.
Nobody's agreeing with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get on the treadmill with a
I just wanted to.
Boner.
I just wanted to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. No, wait. He said something interesting. Taking pre-workout before sex. Did you really?
I do that a lot. Well, not a lot, but like I'll do it. But I know it's like a gym that's like known for like messing around, and I'm like, for the chance it could happen, I'm ready.
Whoa. Mike, Kim, this is interesting.
Okay.
You go to the gym for sex?
No, but there's a good chance it can happen. I know there's a couple, especially in like the couple gyms like north of where I live, because I live in like butt-shit nowhere, but like north of where I live in those cities, like Austin and San Antonio.
North of the shit nowhere?
I live in the valley, so yeah, the shit nowhere.
North of the shit nowhere. That would make a great novel.
You would think that.
Yeah, you would think that. North of the shit nowhere.
Like, I've like prepped before, because I was like, there's a good chance something might happen, and I'm kind of down for it too, so let me go and have fun, get my workout in, and then, like, whatever happens, happens. And I have a lot of stories at that gym. Not as many as other people, but a lot more.
Basically, cool. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Cool.
Exactly. Always be ready.
I don't want to.
I also always prep before a show, but that's for a totally different reason.
I've never done that.
Prep for a show?
For a sex.
Oh. For a sex?
Yeah. Because like the idea of like, oh, this could happen. It's like, well, it will or it won't, but I'm not going to like hold out. Like, I don't.
I like the clingy feeling too.
No, you don't. I've seen your Twitter.
Yeah, no. Wait, what are you talking about, Mr. Mudbutt?
Also, let it be known, not to drag you, but I love you anyway. We were going to room together, and I was so excited to room with you.
And now you have the audacity to complain that, oh, nobody's coming to, like, fuck my muddy butt. Well, if you'd roomed with us...
Well, hold up. I'm the other side of that.
Oh, wait. It's Jerry Springer up in this shit.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm rooming with you, Daddy. I'm like, oh, okay. And then this one's like, he's rooming with Newsy. And I'm like, all right, listen, I don't care either way. I just need to know. Like,
you just said yes to all of us.
I did.
It didn't matter who it was. Look, he just said yes.
Original plan, I wasn't even going to show up to CapCon this year. It just was on a whim because of the way like life was going. Because they were coming, you were coming, so.
What he wanted to hear was because he was coming.
Like it was like he was like the stamp of like approval right there.
Okay, wait.
Oh, speaking
wait.
Of stamp of approval, sorry. I my bum is that paddle that you. So I got paddled a little, and that was great. left a mark, like very cute. And then you stamped me with that super duper cool stamp, which was great.
Right, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, what?
No, he stamped me with like a stamp that said like spanked by. But the problem is that shit has not washed off, and I was scrubbing, and it is now
supposed to wash off you.
But now every time I put on a diaper, it imprints on the inside. Anyway, can we all just move like this way because they need us? I love this little like rogue like.
So
we're
rogue.
Recording like the man's trying to quell our rebellion.
Stealing the chair and the table.
Thank you. Oh, that's my bag.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, oh, sorry. Oh. Shit.
That's gonna sound great on the recording.
Yeah, right. I'm horny. I'm getting booed at my own thing. Ah, a nightmare.
Just get out.
Yeah, no fair. I will. But first, I don't remember.
Well, I was just.
Oh, the stamp. Yeah, that was annoying. It's still on my butt.
So, fun fact.
Oh, God. Go, elf.
So, I've used the stamp for a while, and it's great that it washes off of, like, most fabrics, like, no problem. But this year, I'm not allowed to use it in the darkroom because they have made a new rule about...
Oh, another rule. Fantastic.
About, like, marking people with markers or any type of ink because someone apparently ruined their dungeon equipment last year and it had to be reupholstered with... some Sharpies or whatever they were using. So they won't let me use it.
I mean, I have a fix for this. Well, but
so I have a fun theory.
Well, so actually, I want to ask you, because you weren't you walked in late, rude. we were talking about you and like how gross you smell, but mostly about the butt thing. What happened with the butt?
Oh, okay. So basically... I came down being my neon freak performer self, and usually my outfits tend to be like, I tend to wear thongs in my outfits because it covers everything that is legal back at home, which is like a general legalization across like the nation, but it all depends on like your location, your city and everything. And I was just like, okay, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm covering my bits and pieces. So I'm like, this is like, should be considered, you know? And well, they came up to me and they're just like, you can't be like showing all that. I'm like, showing all what? And they're just like, oh, like your bits and pieces. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, they're just like your nipples. I'm just like, well, they're covered. And then it was like, well, your nipples, like your front. And then they weren't saying, I was like, what exactly is wrong with my outfit? They're like, it's your butt. I'm like, okay, thank you. So then I went to go change from like a thong to a like brief cut. And I was still skeptical in the room because I was just like, are they going to get mad at me? Because like, I guess I was like, I have a big butt. And this like, it pokes out from the side, so I'm just like, I don't know if this is considered or not, because they weren't specific on, like, inches, on, like, what I had to do and what I hadn't. So then he had told me, he was just like, it's the same thing as a diaper, it's the same thing as a onesie, you should be fine, right? I'm like, okay, so I changed.
Well, I agree, like, yeah.
I changed, I go down, I ask somebody, like, the first thing, they're like, yeah, it's cool. I'm like, okay, great, I'm walking around, and then somebody comes up, stops me, and they're like, hey, that's inappropriate. I'm just like, are you bullshitting me?
Inappropriate? We're at a fetish event!
I was like, are you bullshitting me? Right. And then they were just like, oh, wait, we just saw it wrong. And I'm just like...
yeah. And they did specify that it is...
Go, my gremlin.
It is not specifically a con policy. It is part of the contract of the hotel for their furniture's safety is that behinds need to be
Well, it's
be
great
covered.
That we keep coming to this venue then, isn't it?
Well, I mean... To be honest, there's not many hotels that are going to want butts all over their furniture. But
I mean, sure, yeah. But like, maybe don't do it in a hotel. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been to an event that was. I get that this is more of like a convention, but
Nian, say something again so Newsy has to run across the room.
No, don't. No.
Back to what I was going to say.
Is it just me, or are we like the four people of controversy at this?
You, me, he, and she?
I'm controversial.
I don't know about you.
I'm like 5'4".
I have no controversy.
How could I be controversial?
You are. Yeah, you are.
I always do something.
You're controversial for sure. I, you know, can neither confirm nor deny. And Newsy, yeah, he's 5'4". I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to use the last 15? Can we use the last 15 minutes for my show?
No. Yeah, we can. we've got loads of time. I have ADHD. I like don't even I started a sentence and I couldn't finish it. Help
oh, no.
me.
Controversy.
Oh.
Oh, it's great that we're having this event here.
I'm literally sitting here like while looking at myself. I wonder how long it's gonna take him to realize what I was.
Yeah, what were you? But like, what was your point?
Like, I don't know. It's like we're the ones that like dare to be us, and dare to have fun.
Right, which is like the point of coming here, I thought. But
I don't know.
Listen, that's why I'm hosting this. Like, you know,
I'm hosting this here, like, secretly.
I have, like, a lot of thoughts and, like, everything on just, like, from last year.
Speak on it.
Year on everything.
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts. I'm being very reserved.
Go for it. In a sense, it's, like, I understand from, like, both parties and stuff like that, but I feel like, I don't know. It's, like, if you're not, like, it falls back on the, if you're not some kind of crazy major person or company, it's, like, the chance to do something, they're just, like,
yeah,
no, and I'm just like, I always, whenever I have, especially with the events I've hosted, they're not this big, but they're big enough for the valley from where I live and stuff like that. I'm just like, I've always had like a very specific area for open for those people to come and try. And if it did well, I would bring them back next year with something, either like just giving them the spot or like with some kind of compensation like for that, you know? And it's so weird how like from last year to this year, they added some things, but they also got rid of things that did so well.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like going back to like even the talent show that's like so confusing now, it's like that did great last year. I mean, granted, I wasn't like, I mean granted that I didn't like get nowhere near the top, I had a lot of fun and I think we all had a lot of fun and people showed
people loved it. It was one of the few things that I was like, fuck yeah,
people truly had talent to show. And then this year they're like not doing it. I'm just like, this is kind of confused.
It's like a new thing they're calling it, like the Spirit of Capcom pageant. Which, you essentially do a talent during it, so why not just make it a talent show?
Yeah, because what the hell is a pageant?
I mean,
I know what a pageant is. Like, I know how pageants are. The normal.
But like, why?
The way this is the way the pageant is. You have an entrance look, and then like you walk around. They ask you a question. You have to answer on the spot. And
For what purpose? To find the best baby? Like, why are we? Like, what?
I don't know. And another thing that was really weird with like how we had to like, you know, sign up like digitally for everything.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Literally half the people haven't like either they got it right off the bat, or they're me and you that haven't got nothing at all.
Yeah. I got like no response to.
I'm just over
like
here
anything.
Like, where's the little dance party that's gonna happen in the circle again?
But do you know what's crazy is I followed up and the response I got from the most in charge person was, oh, I don't know.
I got that too.
If you don't know, then nobody knows.
Like, hey, like I know I'm in the show, like in the burlesque show, but like, is there any word on like the talent show or like the things?
So don't know.
Just like, I didn't get told no, so I'm taking that as a yes.
Well, listen,
we don't know. I'm just like,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I've also like I pulled a muscle, so I might just bow out of doing the burlesque thing anyway. But I don't want to point fingers or like bring the mood down in any way, because like there are so many people here and like we're all here for a reason. However, I do think that the point of all of this stuff is not popularity and it's not profit, in theory. Mm-hmm. And so when things, I just feel like after 12 years, a lot of these things should probably be ironed out.
Yeah, that's honest. Well, I feel like, especially after like COVID, it like blew up even harder.
Oh yeah, because also, by the way, what happened in COVID that everybody turned into like a diaper pervert? Because
did it?
Yeah, everyone was locked in. I have a hand over here. Is that what happened?
High school 2020.
You did what now?
I was graduating high school 2020.
Get out!
Oh, the door's over there.
Yeah.
Not the high school graduation.
What? Yeah. What? How? What? What's your birth year, sir?
Mine, 2001.
Oh God!
What? Do I not look it?
We're gonna sacrifice you. Okay. I had a hand. Is that what happened to you, person?
So,
give him Mike. Go, my dwarf.
So no, I've been into ABDL for a while, but it was just that thing of like it's pandemic, so like fuck everything. Like, why am I not gonna wear a diaper and piss it? Like,
right.
So that was more my thing. It's always being ABDL.
Wait, so you were into ABDL, but you hadn't actually started wearing?
I think I had bought, like, diapers, like, 2 or 3 times before then. But, like, again, so much time during the pandemic, a little more spending money. It was just like, honestly, why not? Yeah. So.
Cool.
I also feel like during the pandemic, a lot of people, like, that either were in some kind of process. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not.
Some kind of process where, like, discovering new parts about themselves and stuff like that, you know? Honestly, again, like, I'm going to go back to where I live. The kink and fetish scene was literally, there wasn't one. And then until I showed up and I started, like, doing, like, my thing with, like, the littles and the pups and the leather and everything, all of a sudden people were just, like, popping out left and right, here and there and everywhere. And I'm just like, what's going on? And, yeah, I feel like during that time, like, we were forced to learn more about ourselves than, like, normally. for a lot of us, and like we found out a lot more about ourselves that we liked, and also giving it what it is, kinks and fetishes. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having them. I think you should embrace them because they help you see life through a different lens. That I feel like we all should do that to be able to be happy again, to bring us back. You know,
100%.
That's really beautiful. I like when somebody brings quickly you.
Quickly, oh.
Because I want to ask Newsy something.
Oh shit! Fuck it. Oh, okay, so I got into it.
Well, no, we're listening now.
So I got into ABDL November of 2019. I very specifically remember. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, consider diapers.
What was the day?
The day? No idea. What? I think it was like a Tuesday, probably. That would have been a better time. But I think, I don't know. But again, I was in it, starting to get into it, and it was nice and it was cute. And then obviously the pandemic happened, and I was really disappointed because at that point, I was going to be turning 21. Right before the pandemic, and so I'm like, damn, I can't go out to any bars, I can't see people, I can't go to events, but luckily I found this really cool Zoom chat full of just ABDL people.
Whoa. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Zoom. Oh my god.
On Zoom. And so we would meet almost nightly and just get together and just do diapered stuff, and it was just a really, it really helped me through the pandemic, and so I got really way more connected to diapers, and then obviously as things opened up, it also helped me meet more people in real life, and just, I don't know, this aspect of my life has greatly improved it, because without it, the pandemic would have been sucky. I
mean, no, sucky. Absolutely.
It still was sucky. Exactly. It would have been worse.
Yes.
It makes it better. It gives you the rose-colored glasses that everybody should know how to give themselves. It allows yourself to love yourself in a way that only you can love yourself. So that's like something also people need to learn how to do nowadays.
Well, right, because like we were talking about this, Nizu and I, when we arrived, which was like, we were talking about, I can't even remember what you said, but it made me laugh so much, about something about straight ABDLs, like
oh, don't.
Okay, I won't shame you.
No, all just... I said was.
I will speak on it.
No. I remember what you said. You said, I know that it's sexual for me because when I see them, I'm like, ugh.
That makes it sound horrible. Basically, what I said.
No, basically, what I said was it's only like here at Capcom where I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oh,
like,
they exist. Yeah.
Like straight ABDLs exist.
I get it.
Like, and to me, that's how I know. Like, that's what. Like, I know we're not supposed to prove why we're gay, but like, it's just another reason why I'm like, oh, that's probably a reason.
Well, see, I like the thing of kink being something that allows you to accept and love yourself, because you have to accept this thing about yourself that society is kind of like poo pooing. Eh? Callback. That's how narrative works.
Not the callback.
Shut up. I forgot again. Oh, no. I thought I was
the high one.
Shut up. I'm challenged. Anyway, I'm stupid. Like, whatever. The straight ABDLs and kinksters in general, like, straight pups, like, they all exist. But I think, like, your life, like, if you live your life with everybody being like, I mean, they exist, but like, you have to accept something about yourself that you would never normally be confronted with. I think queer people, it's already like, it's easier to accept because it's like, well, I already had to experience this thing. With the straight people, I think, how fucking cool that they have to be like, oh, wait, society's not super okay with this whole thing about me. And I'm like, I think their quality of life, because their ability to like, just introspect, must naturally be better than everyone else who is like, oh, I'm beige and like no one's ever gonna have a reason to not like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're ugly.
The thing is that also, it's like, I guess the reason why I think it was like such a like shock factor in this, not a shock factor, but like as people from the LGBTQ community, from like history shows, we have already been like onto the outcasting and like the whatever, like outcasting, rock throwing, everything. So when we introduced kinks, it was just like, well, what do we have to like feel like ashamed about? It's like we already got like outcasted, like screw it.
Hell yeah.
So with us, we're very much like community proud and everything. And straight people, they very much are the exact same with us, except they didn't go through that. They have never gone through that.
Yeah, exactly.
So when it comes to like this kink stuff, it like shocks us because we know they're there and we're fully accepting because this is a common ground that we all share.
Yeah, and it's cool.
But like they're not as like prominent and they're not like.
But I think that also it'd be great if we actually had some straight people. I don't know if we do. But I think then to that to them a lot of the time is like, I don't feel as involved in the community. I don't feel as like, you know, there's this sort of thing where they're like, oh, I think the queer people are intrinsically like all cool with each other very quickly and we feel like outsiders. And I think what a great position for them to have to be in.
Well, that is that, and also you...
It's, like, that sucks, but
it's
also,
so
like...
stupid, but this is, like, I've gone... And I have, like, stories, and I've gone through some shit with this. The thing is that the whole, like, straight, gay, like, straights, like not so much gays against straights, but straights having their own, like, religion issues, whatever. Whatever it may be with gay people, it still translates into, like, little and kink stuff, which I think is, like, the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
But it still translates through, and they still,
oh,
like...
Oh, bigotry doesn't go away just because you accept one thing about someone.
And this can go both ways, but, again, I'm just going to go for the majority side, like, gone through, and I guess, personally, I've gone through, too, so, like... take it as you want to take it. I'm just there like, we're both into the same thing. Like, why is this, like, why is me liking other guys the issue?
Oh, yeah, you know? That's so
it's
stupid.
Like, dude, can we just, like, leave that and just be, like, I don't know, just be padded up and have fun?
Yeah, can we just piss our pants next to each other and be like, yo, bro, you wet? Need a like, change?
Or it could be like me and Yuzi just fill them up.
You know, I have a straight little.
Oh, you have a straight little.
Jerry Springer.
Over here. Over here.
Like, no. And he just wants to be cared for.
Where is he?
Like, he's in Tampa. He lives in Tampa.
Wow. So you didn't want to bring him? But, oh, wow. Okay.
He could have come. He just didn't. I mean, he's
he always can come.
Yeah. Mm. But
he just wants the care.
Yeah, he just wants the care, and he wants to feel cared. Like, we don't do anything sexual, and he just likes...
But see, I fucking love that, because it's like, look, a lot of my kink isn't about, like, butt fucking, like, that's a very small part, like, or other kinds of fucking, like, it's a very, very small part of what I do, but still for me it's very, like, you know, sexual.
Yeah.
And I love the idea that kink is a massive fucking umbrella where you can enjoy different aspects of different things. It doesn't have to be highly sexual, or it can be a little, or it can be... I remember now what I wanted to ask you.
What is it?
Total non sequitur and has nothing to do with anything, but I want to do a little word association.
Oh, okay.
Because I realized that my version of what I consider, like, sexy is so different to yours. So if I said the word, like, sexy or hot or, like, arousing or whatever, word association, to you, what exactly are, like, the buzzwords that come up?
Oh, and you think, like, this is really
hot? What's
hot?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. Like,
beards
are hot.
Beards?
No, beards or facial hair is hot. Well, see, that's the thing. Okay,
cool.
I know this is such a cliche answer, but for me, it's an energy. One of the, like, the reason why I love talking to people is because I can, like, feel different energies.
That Hell
sounds
yeah.
so high. I can feel different energy. And so
no, I'm with you, I'm with
so
you.
So that's why I enjoy talking to people. So, like, maybe I don't like, handlebar mustaches on one person, but on, like, a different person. No, but... But, like... But, like, on him and with his energy and what he brings, I'm like, that's hot.
Right.
So, like, I always feel...
I don't know. I love a big nose and a big mustache.
Hell yeah, big nose.
I'm with you with what you're saying.
I don't know.
I mean, but everybody... So, again, like, I was talking with this one. Right?
Uh-huh. You know what I said? I go, huh.
Right? Well, we... Yes. Okay. Yes, come sit on my nose. We can do it later, or you can all watch. I don't give a fuck. Like, what?
Wait, no, we did a whole speech about how you do give a fuck about other people doing sex stuff.
What?
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 Yeah, what are you talking about?
About, like, if we want to be observed or if we don't want to be observed while having sex.
Yeah, watch me.
He was not watched.
I was watch. Anyway, it's not. Shush, it's not audience time. The reason I ask is because, like, this person and I were chatting about, like, the vibe thing. Because the vibe thing is, like, I don't know if I want to fuck you until I know that, like, I want to have pizza with you and, like, play video games. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel
but
like
some
those
people,
are too,
it's, like,
those
very
are,
physical.
I mean, I've felt those experiences in two. There's some nights where I'm like, I don't really care what you have to say. I just want you to do me.
Right.
And then there's other times where it's like, I want to get to know the person. I want to, like, go have a pizza with them. I want to talk to them. I want to, like, pick their brain.
What about
turns
wet?
Always wet. Oh, sweat? Yeah. I love sweat.
Wet, sweat.
I'm a total pig through and through. Have you not seen my everything?
Yeah. I don't want to, like, air your dirty laundry, but...
Well, it's fine because Don told me that he didn't use any of my videos because during Diaper Active because he was like, 80% of them are messy. And I was like, I'm...
You did
suck. I believe the words that came out of my mouth was, every other video was like, look, I'm newsy.
I mean, fair. I'm rooming with you, and I think it's
I haven't
time for
messed
me to blow
once.
Up. Yeah, I know, but like, oh,
you
I got
shit in front
you.
Of me.
Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, are we
hey,
not
whoa,
supposed
whoa.
To bring that up? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I didn't shit in front of you.
No,
I,
like, he had the door, and like, no, it wasn't like on the floor.
No, I was on the toilet, and you came in, and I was like, I'm cool with this. I wasn't like, do you want to
blow? Well, because
in?
The
like,
previous... Well, the previous day you were like, eat my ass after this 13-hour flight. And I was like, that's hot. I'm into it. And so when you
went for it, you also sucked your own piss off of my dick.
This is not the time or
oh,
the
I'm
place.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's hot. That's really hot.
Thank you. I tried.
Right. That's really hot. Yeah. I mean, I was like, sure.
Now if
you are a pig.
No, thank you. Yeah. I take it as a compliment.
Your version of pig is a little different to mine. Because I want to be like, oink, oink. Yeah, like, I want to wear, like, a pig nose. But you want to, like...
See, that makes it no, I understand you, but it makes it...
I'm just on the silly side of the street.
Has anyone ever put pig in their profile and people are like, are you into this? And then you counteroffer with, are you into this? And they're like, oh, God, no. And you're like, oh, shoot, maybe is pig the right term that I should be using?
Scat pig. Scat pig.
So I have to use both.
I like putting pig on the end of anything. You know? Dick pig. Butt pig.
Clown pig?
Clown pig.
Wow.
Yeah. You
slut pig.
Slut pig. Someone has a question. Newsy, run.
So obviously, like, you know, you use those terms like dick pig and a butt pig and whatever, but what would you put if you were like, I role play as a pig?
Yeah, really good question.
Ooh, pig pig.
Oh, like would I role play as a pig? Is that what you're asking?
Like a little piglet.
So that's my okay. That's my issue with pup play a little bit, and that's my issue with all and I can't think of the word
anthropomorphic.
Thank you. Is I feel like I'm really bad at acting. So like being like puppy and stuff, I'm always
love that
like,
you think it's a drama exercise. Like we're gonna Stanislavski this. Like
just break it down.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more fun to have just the pig emoji and people are like, ooh, what's that about? Because you don't know if it's again you intimacy play. You don't know if you're into TF. You don't know if you're into
like
pet play. So yeah.
I like emojis. I'm like a boomer.
Are you asking about TF? Transformation.
Transformation. Dressing up, transformation, stupid costumes, humiliation. This is all like animal play.
Why do you think I started this podcast? I don't know shit.
Just to let, like, you know shit.
You do know shit. That's the main thing you know.
Okay, we've got to wrap up. You know that I normally do like a yay for the day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like, obviously, we didn't prepare this. But I want to do like a, what's your yay for this con? Like either something so far that has been like, fuck yeah, or something that you're like, I'm dead set on doing this cool thing. Have you got something like that?
I would have to say yay of the day so far was Pup Sniffer and his daddy. We went to the pot shop, got some pie, lovely.
You got some pie? Yeah.
Pot.
Some pot.
I don't know. Marijuana. I would say yay of the day because like we've been talking online and I don't know, like it's kind of cool. To me, it's so cool when you get to like talk to someone online and then you like get to hang out with them at like a
con. Oh,
like this.
Hell yeah.
I would say that's my yay of the day.
That's a lot of experiences here is like, oh, I know you from online. I know you from the internet. You know, I'm like a boomer. I know you from the internet. Hey, you got internet
okay, so
on your phone?
Okay, so what's your yay of the day so far?
The clowns, dude. The clowns. Last year, I was like, oh, I'm really nervous about like wearing my clown shit. And this year...
And look at you now. You're like crusading it. Like,
hell yeah.
Taking names, taking red
People
noses.
People are like, hey, can I like, can you nose me? Can you clown me?
That sounds oddly sexual.
It's gonna be. Like, it's gonna be sexual.
That's the trailer. It's gonna be.
Oh, it's gonna be sexual. Clown fucking. Yeah, like...
It's gonna be sexual.
Hell yeah, man. No, I'm excited that so many people are up for it, are down to clown, whatever. I just bumped into somebody who I've never met, like, don't know online, don't know them anything about them at all. And they were like, oh, that's so cool. Love your outfit. I've got a clown outfit. I'm going to wear it tomorrow and we can be clowns. And I was like, dope.
There was someone earlier when we were walking around together. She came up and said that she brought her mime outfit and she was like, I don't know.
Well, I don't fuck with mimes.
That's the line. But, like, she was like, I wasn't sure if I was actually going to wear it. But, like, seeing clowns walk around.
Hell yeah. Wear the mime. Like, I love that so many people are up for my, like, this thing that I thought was just, like, this weird thing about me.
I will say that's the one really cool thing that I always appreciate about CapCon is... Right, so for a lot of us, this kink happened during COVID where you're by yourself, and then, like, you just go... So it's, like, cool to come to CapCon and see, like, wow, there's so many different flavors of all of this, and, like, wow, I can, like, relate to that one, or, like, I thought I was alone.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to poop yourself, come down to...
404.
No.
I didn't say what hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, they know what hotel.
No, they don't.
We can smell you.
Yeah, they just follow the smell. Hey, I got some bin bags, so you can... Actually, I'm not invited.
What I think is funny, though, is I feel like I don't make a lot of messy content, and this one makes a lot, so I think he should deserve the messy crown.
You don't think that you make a lot of messy content.
The messy crown sounds disgusting.
Like, you are... the
messy crown. It sounds more regal.
No, that's a turd tiara.
Oh, come on. How, like, what the hell? This was such a highbrow podcast. Look what you've done.
Ah, now it's a brown
You're
cow.
Never...
podcast.
Now brown cow?
Brown cow stunning.
All right.
All right, that's the end.
That's the end.
Woo! Thanks for coming to the Big Top Live. Join us next time as we go into the Big Top. I don't know who I am. I don't know who that character is, but hey.
And that was fresh air.
Can we talk about Squarespace? Thanks for coming, everybody! Woo! Get out. Hey guys, Barney here. I just want to take a quick moment to talk about the program that brings the Big Top to life, Zencastr. I use Zencastr for all my recordings, and since taking over the Big Top fully, I have actually tried other systems, but I ended up sticking with Zencastr. It's so easy to use. You don't have to download anything. Just log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. It records studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with guests, along with a full suite of professional tools that let you produce and publish all from one dashboard. Being a creator has genuinely never been easier. And I love that I can send a simple link to my guests and we can record over a video call wherever they are in the world. Also, if you're like me and cannot stand the sound of your voice, Zencastr's built-in post-production process makes such a difference. It automatically removes ums and ahs, awkward pauses, reduces background noise, and makes me sound so much better. Plus, the Hobbyist and Creator Plus accounts are always free to use, and their professional accounts are free to try for 14 days, no credit card required. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BIGTOP, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.